We are learning Masechta Zivamis, Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, and we are starting 9 lines from the top of Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. We learned yesterday there are 10 different types of people which don't collect Tshuma. You don't give them Tshuma by the Beis Agronis. It's a bizarre to give them Tshuma. Eved, because it can't be Maila, Eved, La Yuchsin, if they give him, the people are going to think he's a Kayin, if you give him Tshuma. But Isha, Tupshat, and the Gemara, either Al Tzichod, or Al Tzichod, or Grusha, when she gets divorced, she's not married to a Kayin anymore, she can't eat Tshuma. If you give her Tshuma now, people will give her Tshuma even after she's divorced. Va'aru Va'atame, also, you don't give them Tshuma because they're Ma'is. And Noisi, Shishan, again, as law is a Knas. And it said at the end of that Braisa, Bekulon, Meshagrim lahem lebatayhem, which now we're doing the Gemara here, 9 lines from the top, we're quoting what the Braisa said. All these 10, you could send home Tshuma for them. Chutz, metamei, v'neisi isha shein against lo. Besides metamei and someone who marries, a kohen who marries, a isha, like a marries a grusha, which is not proper, and therefore there's a knas. So everything is sent home besides these two. And what's mas? Ava oral. Someone who's oral can't eat tshuma. You're allowed to send it home for him, for his wife and kids. Ava oral, mishar greenlay. My timer. Why don't you give him a knas oral? Mishum da'onis, because he's honest. Like we said, this oral is someone whose brothers died machmas mila. Therefore, he couldn't get a mila. So he's a pashut da'onis, and therefore we send home to him. So frek demar akasha. Tommy nami ha'onis. Tommy also is honest. Rabbi Shlomo, we understand. No, he's not against law. That's a knas. He did something wrong. But an oral, you could send home, why? Because oinus. Tommy also is oinus. Like Rashi says, Tommy is oinus because he became Tommy by mistake. So, and Rashi said there was a knas here for Tommy because he wasn't careful. The kash is that the Gemara is asking that he's oinus also. And the Gemara, hi, no, for shun say, hi, no, for shun say, by an oral, there his brothers die. That's a real oinus. By a Tommy, he should have been more careful. And therefore, it's not such a big oinus. I got a stickle kash over here. L'chayra, it's possible. You know, Tomei, the lach is, a kohen has to become Tomei to this Zion Krovim. His Krovim, he has to go to Bimitama to take care of them. So why is Tomei like he should be more careful? It's a mitzvah for him to become Tomei. So I found this kash somewhere, and the sefer wanted to answer that. Because Roiv Tumas are not from Tommy Mates. Roiv Tumas are Tommy Sharetz or Tommy Yitzimagufoy, like Zav or Kerry. And these things, he can be more careful and he can take care of himself and not become Tommy, like upon him. So therefore, that's why there's a Knas, even across the board, even when he becomes Tommy on Buddha Mitzvah to the Zion Krovim. Another territory brings down that Isman the Yomar Rabbi Kiva, Mesechel Saito holds that it's not you don't have to be in Tommy Zion Krovim, you're allowed to. And therefore, it still would be considered maybe better not to become Tommy. But Akparam is not our sugi here. But that's the Gemara. Tanar Abanam. Ha'eved ve'isha ain't cholkin lehem truma beis agronis. Like we just learned, the eved ve'isha, you don't give them truma beis agronis. Over makom shecholkin, but in a place where they do give out truma, noistim le'isha tchila. You give first the isha before the men. But poiter is v'yai, let it go. Break the Gemara, my kama, what's going on? You said you don't get truma beis agronis. We say, makom shecholkin, what do you mean? You said you're not allowed to give truma. You're not allowed to give truma because the issue either because of yichud or because of grusha. So what does it mean? V'makom shechalkim. So Gemara answers, "Hachkama." V'makom shechalkim means not by tshuma, ma'isa ani. Like Rashi explains, ma'isa ani you're allowed to give to isha. Why? Because ma'isa ani is always given out by the house. Learn from a pasuk where it says in the pasuk, "Leger v'la yosoim v'lamona v'ochla v'sharecha v'saveyu." And we darshan v'ochla v'sharecha that you give it out at your house. And therefore, there's no chash of grusha, or yichud is not a problem anyway, because ma'isa ani, everyone allowed to eat. And yichud is not a problem, because it's by the door of the house. So therefore, he says, Rashi says, another reason why we give out ma'isa ani at the door of the house, they shouldn't be embarrassed if they wait by the Beis Agronis, they come to the house. Akapanim, so ma'isa ani is, it's really saying, v'davar shecholkim, and something else, not chuma, which is ma'isa ani, which they give out to Isha, there, the isha should be first. My time, because it's embarrassing for a lady to wait a long time for her pick up her ma'isani, and therefore we give her right away and let her go. Agav, there's a little bit of an aura over here. Tomorrow's a kasha. How could it be give out ma'iser? Tomorrow's asking on chuma. How do you possibly give out chuma to a isha? What's the problem? We said yesterday that it's possible if it's in the city we ever know she's a grusha and there's no yichud, then you could give out. So why can't you answer that case? That's the aura that the Kohanim deal with. Akapanim, we'll leave it that with aura. Back to Agamar. So we said he give the Isha first, but Maisa Oni, we're there, you give it out in the house, you give it the Isha first. Amar Rava, Mereisha, I used to think, he have also Gavar of Isla Dina Kamai, when a man and woman came to Beis Din. Rashi says, it doesn't mean they came to Beis Din connected to each other, because they come connected to each other, there's a whole Seder, yet the Terveya speaks first, one who's demanding the money speaks first. So there, this doesn't apply to Salacha, which means, but this means there's two separate Dinei Torah. A lady and a man are waiting for Dinei Torah. So I used to think, who do I go first? Have a Sharina Tigur the Gavra Reisha. I used to do the Gavra, the man first. I mean, the Mechayiv Mitzvah is more Choshev, he's Mechayiv Mitzvahs. Kimin the Shaman Alei, once I heard this Halacha by Maisa Ani, that you do the Isha first because it's Zelusa, then Sharina Tigra the Issa Reisha. I take care of the Isha first. Why? My time, she's elusive because it's embarrassing for her to wait. It's much more embarrassing for a lady to wait around, waiting for the din Torah than for the man. Therefore, I take care of the Isha first, like we see from this halacha of Maisa Ani. Zogta Gemara Vayit. It said now in Mishnah that if a child is born to the master and his shifcha has a child also, and they get mixed up, so one's an Eved and one's, I'm talking about here, is a Kayin. Also, that was the Gemara that said, one's an Eved, one's a Kayin, and they got mixed up. The halacha is, they have all these chumras of Shnayim. It says when they get older, they free each other, and then they have to still act like a kohen, but they're both free. Zokta Gemara, shichru ibai in ilo ibai ilo. It sounds like that if they want to be meshacher each other when they get older, they could. They don't have to. In fact, the problem am I? Lisa shifcha in yachol. These two boys can't marry shifcha because maybe he's the kohen, and by zchayim in yachol because maybe he's the eved. So, and the halacha is mesechtas gittin. Then we have a chatzi eved chatzi. The halacha is that you have to free the half of the eved. Why? Because this chatzi eved chatzi can't marry anyone, and because mitzvah rabbah of peri rivia, we force them to divorce to free his half the eved in order that he's able to marry. So here also, why aren't they forced to do a shichur in order to allow them to get married? Amar Rava, you're right. Aim of a kaifin onis meshachem zarezeh. Yitaka forced them to free each other. We don't know who's the master, who's not, because the father's not alive anymore. The two children, we're not sure who's the Eved, who's the Kayin. So therefore, they meshacher each other in order to get married, and they have to do it. Like we learned tomorrow, Gittin, that when you have a chatzi Eved, chatzi ben chayim, that you have to free the chelik of Eved. That's in the end of the Mishnah. Noisdin Allah Khumri Kahanim and Khumri Israelim. And the question is, we already said that. We said all the examples of Khumri Israelim, Khumri Kahanim. What exactly are we referring to when we say that? Zakti Gemara Lamai Hilkasa Amra Papa Liminchasam. The halacha is that there's a difference in a mincha of a kohen and a mincha of Yisrael. A mincha of Yisrael, which is a flower offering, you do a kmitza, which means you take like a palm with your hand, special way of taking out a kmitza with your hand, and you makir of that, and the rest of the flour and oil, they bake and you eat it. Sharan achalam, that's the halacha when it comes to a minchas Yisrael. A minchas kohen has different halacha. It's kulei kol. The pasuk says, v'chol minchas kohen kol tihah. The mincha of a kohen, you burn the entire thing. The whole thing goes on the mizbeach. There's a difference between the mincha of Yisrael and mincha of a kohen. So here, this person is a Safik Kohen, Safik Yisrael. He's a free person now. Safik Kohen, Safik Yisrael. And the shaila is, what type of mincha does he bring? So you do both chumras. Nikmetza as kemincha as Yisrael. You do a kemitza like a mincha of Yisrael. But it can't be eaten kemincha as Kahanim, like a mincha as Kahanim. We had a whole thing, you makrev it. Okay, it's that. Hakoimitz karav by atzmai. You makrev the koimitz by itself. Vashirayim kriven by atzmai. Batsman and the makriv of the shirayim by itself. Freite Gemara, how you like to do that? Ikri kan kol shemenel ishim rei bal taktiru. The pasuk says, bal kol the loshon of the pasuk is ki chol saar v'chol devash l'shikteru l'shikteru mimenu ish l'Hashem. And we darshin mimenu from the word mimenu is any time from this mincha part of it was brought on the mizbeach. The loch is the rest of it. The shirayim as an issa haktara. So here. Once you took a kmitza to bring in the mizbeach, the rest of it is usher v'haktara. It's an isser. So you can't just do misafik and say, you know what, I'll just bring the shirayim. On the tzad that it's shirayim, it's usher to bring it. It's an isser, the arise of kol menel ishim. Freitim ha'ikur kan, kol shemenel ishim. Harei v'al taktiru. There's an isser, v'al taktiru. Om rav yudah b'edra av shimin v'mpazi. The masakuhu shem etzim. What you do is, you're makriv that l'shem etzim, and you say make a tanai like Rashi's and Yuma. You say if it's shirayim, so then it's if it's shirayim, then it's like etzim, it's like firewood, and if not, it should be like a carbon, and therefore there's no way to. And what do you see this etzah? You see this etzah by Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer. Time for those amen. L'reich nechayich yatamala about the mal l'shem etzim. This pasuk reich nechayich is after the pasuk of loisak tir menu ishul Hashem. And we dash in the whole is only l'reich nechayach. The whole is to bring shirayim mazbech is only if you bring it as a carbon. About the mile l'shem etzim, you're allowed to bring it l'shem etzim. So therefore, you make this tanai and you bring it l'shem etzim. So zok to Gemara, that's machlekes. Honicha l'rabba l'ozah l'rabban ma'ik l'meimer. Rabbanon hold that is not an etzah of l'shem etzim. The Rabbanon argue on this Rabbi Yazan hold there's no such idea of bringing something l'shem etzim. So what do you do over here in our mishnah when you have chumrish name? So after Gemara, the Avleikah Rabbi Elazar of Rabbi Shimon, the Talmud and the Braisa, Rabbi Elazar of Rabbi Shimon is talking about a carbon oil of a Yairid. The halacha is someone who goes into the mikdash when he's tummy, he brings a carbon oil of a Yairid. I mean, it depends if he's how rich or poor he is. If he's poor, he brings the mincha. Now, by Yisrael, who walks in when he's tummy, he brings a mincha, and he does kmitza, and shirayim is nacholim. What happens by a kohen? So the pasuk says, v'hoysel ha-kohen kemincha, and we darshan that if this chayte who went into the mikdash when he's tamei is a kohen, he's like a mincha shal and has a kmitza. So the question is, what about is the shirayim nachalim or not? So it says chol mincha kohen kol tia. So Rav Shimon Rav Loza says what he does is he brings the rest. He spreads the rest. One of the Yama says that what you do is taka you take a makriv of the shirayim. That's what one of the Yama says. The other one of the Yama says, no, what you do is you spread the rest on the base Hadeshan, which means on the side of the Kevesh, where you put the Chumash Hadeshan, and that's where you put the feathers of the bird, that's where you spread the Mincha. So you have this idea of spreading the Mincha. So the Avlik of Lazar of Shim, Tarim of Lazar of Shim, Noim, Akoyim of Karav Latzmai, this is by the carbon oil of the Yerid, Vashirayim is Pazma Beis Hadeshan. Vafil Rabbanon, who argue over there, and they hold that you're Makri of the Shirayim, Vafil Rabbanon, Lepil Rabbanon, Lepil Rabbanon, Lepil Rabbanon, Lepil Rabbanon, the Basakrava here. There it's a Basakrava, because he holds, Rabbanon hold, that even by Dali Dallas, you do Kmitza, and the Shirayim is Makri, because it's a regular Minchas Koyin. Avahachu, it's a Suffolk, a fill up on Moida that you could spread it out on the base Hadeshen. And the Aruch Lanai learns that, yes, what do you mean? Why don't you just take it and burn it? Then burn it outside the base Mikdash. Like, what's the point? So he says, Mispazrim a base Hadeshen is a certain form of Akhtara. It's a little bit of a kiyam of a mix of Akhtara. It's a little bit of Akhtara, and therefore that's the Eitzah. So you have two Eitzahs for this Suffolk. First of all, he takes the carbon to mark of it. I had the rest of the carbon, he can't eat it. And it can't be makrovit. So there's two eitzes. Either you do l'shem eitzim, which means you make a tanai. If it's supposed to be a carbon, it'll be a carbon. If not, it'll be firewood. But according to the Rabbanah hold, you don't do l'shem eitzim, then the eitz is, you mispazer it, you spread it out on the base of Hadeshan, and that's the shtickle kiyim of HaKtorah.